This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They do say, as far as being funny, and some of the funnier ad campaigns in recent years is the one that's trying to save you from becoming your parents. And let's face it, if we're all becoming our parents, whether we like to or not, it's probably going to happen. 27% of Americans say they're worried they have become their parents. The average person first realizes they act like their parents at about 30 years old, and then they looked at individual things, okay? Just individual things in situations where you have now become your parents.
So some of those commercials, by the way, are very funny. Some of them, though, I don't like the new campaign.
They hit home.
Well, I've always liked weather. I understand I'm in my 40s.
Zed, when the first time I saw that ad, all right, I thought of you, I thought of Miles, because you guys are both weather nerds, right?
And I'm like, yeah.
It's so true, though, where you're looking out the window like, you got about a 40% chance of rain. You can tell by those clouds. And I'm like, right, this is the conversation we have at work.
Saturday, I had to go to the grocery store for something. Specifically bought a new candle. So I was like, power might go out. And then I texted two different friends. One friend, I said, hey, man, you should get some candles. Your power might go out. And then my other friend, I just knew he's just not a weather nerd. And I knew him and his family. They live up north. I said, hey, I don't know if you need to get your generator ready. It's going to be a massive storm.
Right? You really did send that up?
Yeah.
Do you own a flashlight?
Yep.
Okay, you do. All right.
We got several in strategic locations through the house. So if the power goes out, you know, there's one within 15 feet of me. Mm-hmm. Just to know
my only problem is, you know what? I should take that back. I have multiple headlamps and then a tack light on my weapon. Okay. But I don't know that I own an actual flashlight.
Really?
I either have to put something on my head or walk around the house.
But that works. I mean, either way, that works.
No, it works fine with the headlamps.
Right. You know what? The secret sauce, man. So to me, the flashlights are to find the other lights, right? We grab the flashlight, turn it on. But then we have those, I don't know, it's the kind of like the adhesive back that you stick in your kitchen or something under the cabinets. Those things are awesome. Just kind of tap them.
Yeah.
And they're like a little spotlight.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
We got like 18 of those around the house. So the last time the power went out, you know, the sunset got a little dark.
And they're just battery.
Flat. They're just battery, man. And I know where the batteries are, too. We hit a bunch of those things. Room was lit up. Everybody's good.
Nice.
But that's when you realize you become a parent. Because I'm so proud of myself. Like, yeah, look at that baby. We got the whole house lit up.
My stepfather, I can never. Where are the goddamn scissors? I'd used them like a month ago. Or whatever. They were in my little desk drawer in my room, and I'm just sitting up there like, oh, man. And I hear boom, 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 boom. I hand them over.
Right.
And, you know, he goes and uses them, and hey, look, man, and this was his thing. Just put them back where they belong.
Put them back where you got them.
I need to find them. I can use them and know where they are. That's all I'm asking. So that's definitely one I picked up from growing up.
I will say scissors are one of those things. We're like, I'm not super strict, but like my keys always get the same spot, whatever. But I do have a drawer that like, you're right. If I opened it today, I'd be like, who in the hell took the scissors?
Yeah, I do have certain things. My problem with the scissors in my home is if I grab a pair of scissors, and it's not like I cut many things. So maybe once every 3 months do I actually need a pair of scissors. And somehow my wife doesn't even have to be in the room. I'm like, don't use those scissors. I'm like, but they're scissors. I don't know if you guys knew this. Miles, you know you're bad with figuring out flowers because they all mean something
right.
That guys don't know. Well, apparently every kind of scissor is designed to cut a different type of material. In my mind, scissors cut paper, and it's beginning and end. There's no more discussion.
Meat scissors in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Cooking
but
shears.
In a pinch, I would use them. But my wife, because she does all this reupholstery stuff.
Oh, you don't want to mess with that.
Okay, listen. I did not understand this, okay? So the 400 pairs of scissors she has, when I need one, she's like, why are you cutting paper with the scissors?
Do you remember?
Because it's paper.
Do you remember
and
the...
She's like, those are for this... And then...
Because scissors beats paper,
well,
damn
it. Well, no. Then I'm cutting a piece of material, but she got me wise to her material scissors. So I grabbed the material scissors. I'm proud of myself. And she's like, why are you cutting that type of material with the scissors? Because you said the material scissors. She's like, No, but they're for like this type of material. That's for cotton and blah, blah, blah. God. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
You would think.
So there's 40 scissors. I go, what pair of scissors can I use? What are you going to cut? A piece of freaking paper.
I was just doing some art. I don't know how old I was, maybe 10 years old, somewhere in there. I had, you know, the colored contact paper. And
Yeah.
Just gluing crap together and just doing that stupid stuff for an art project I had. Well, she had zigzag scissors.
Oh, dude, don't.
For her sewing and for her cloth and for her, I guess, if you make clothes, I don't know why you need zigzag scissors. I'm not
but
exactly
But you
sure.
do, Miles.
But I was the kitchen table man, and I was using... If I would have pushed a 92-year-old woman in a wheelchair down a flight of steps, she'd have been less pissed off than me using those scissors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think that I was Satan's spawn.
I just... Look, here's the thing.
Spawn.
And again, and I mean this. Like, if you are one of these types that holds these pairs of scissors, and it does seem to be people that work with clothing or material...
Yeah.
Can you label them or hide them or just get a normal pair of scissors that says, normal pair of scissors?
Right.
That's all. Mm-hmm. I don't know
you
that
know
they
what?
Make this.
Go get your own pair of scissors, man. That is the only solution here.
I guarantee she'd be like, why did you buy those scissors? I mean, yep. I don't know. I don't understand them.
I don't either. How are you becoming your parents? So they took one couple of different subjects. Travel habits.
All right.
How did you become your parents on the travel habits? And here are a few of them. Getting to the airport incredibly early for no apparent reason.
No. I hate that.
I'm a little guilty of that.
I'm not. My wife always, and I look, I understand you prepare for the worst case scenario, but I'm like, babe, say the flight takes off at 7:30. I don't think we need to be there at 4:30. And I know you're saying just in case, but where I do take after my parents, my father specifically, things cost a lot more in the airport. So if I'm stuck there for three hours, I'm spending three times as much money.
Wanting to find the gate before doing anything else.
Yes.
Once you got to do that. I do that every time.
And then do you walk back to find the bar?
Yeah.
So as I'm walking to the gate, I'm looking around, right? Like,
you're scoping.
Right. You might see a restaurant that you like or something, but you got to figure out how close is it to my gate or whatever. And I don't know why. The gate's not going to, like, not be there.
No.
Right to go put eyes on her, then make a call on where I'm going to get a beverage and some food.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to travel with my wife then because she pulled this crap at the Philly airport. I want to stop at Chickie Pete's because I know Chickie Pete's has, like, good wings, good pizza.
Yeah. That's
right?
Where I always
Thank
stop
you.
At
Thank
that
you.
Airport.
Okay. No. Well, guess what? Our gate, even though we were in gate C, but we were, like, C9. So she goes, all right, well, let's go down to C9. I'm like, I can see it. It's where it says 9. We're in the... So we walked out, and now Cheeky Pete's is now in my rear view, okay? But we have the kids with us, too, which plays into this. If kids aren't there, go to any bar. I don't care. But it turns out there's this other tap house, they want to call it, closer to our actual gate, all right? So we end up going there. Now, at the same time, a friend of mine who lives in Seattle, who happens to be from Philadelphia, texts me about our beer. So I said, by the way, I'm in your hometown, and he goes, dude, if you're in the Seagate, because he flies out there too.
Yep.
If you're in the Seagate because you're flying to Alaska, go to Chickie Pete's because they have this crappy tap house. I said, I've already ordered.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, right, because I fly a lot, Scott. I know exactly where you are.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's right down that hallway.
That's what I'm saying. We were closer to that.
And it's probably arguably some of the best, like, chicken wings, the kind of food I've ever had.
No, I was pushing for Chickie Pete's, but we were closer to the tap house.
And then you're saying this is in SeaTac?
No, this was Philly.
Oh, this
flying
is
back.
I'm just saying, if you've ever taken the Alaska flight, because generally
go to Chickie Pete's,
like the Philly flights, like BWI, they're always at the same gates,
right.
Same
area,
times, right? Just, so, like a BWI, you could stop at a Green Turtle. It's not that far from that gate.
It's like the long hallway walk from hell when you're leaving Vegas if you're flying Alaska. It's like the walk of shame.
God. Yeah.
It's the very last game. You're just walking down there feeling like your head's going to pop off. Like, should I get a burger from Burger King?
I'm still not hung. My nose is still
I will
burning.
Say, though, it's dope that Alaska's in that terminal. Because the other terminal there has international, gets so busy. Yeah.
And not only that, but there's a little smoking gambling area down there, too. So that's key as well.
But it's a forever walk to a doggone Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sorry, that's all I ever get in airports.
I will say, I've been at that gate on a Monday morning after the F1 race. And obviously it's all people going back to Seattle, right?
Sure.
There's this dude, him and his wife are sitting next to me, and like I know he's hungover, but I'm not feeling great. He says something to his wife, and this other guy comes over on a layover, like a stopgap, who obviously knows the wife, and the wife like elbows him, and he's like, "What?" And then like that couple comes over, and he's like, "Oh, hey, blah blah blah, like how you doing?" He's like, "I feel like death warmed over, like blah blah blah."
Yeah,
I mean, it's hurting.
Other ways you're like your parents as far as travel habits are concerned. Going to the bathroom before the flight will board. Very important to do that.
Yeah, you got
to
do that.
Which is something
none of my kids
said.
Had to pee. Do you guys have to go to the bathroom? No.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Go check.
Yeah.
We don't have to go, Dad. So I said, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Then both kids go to the bathroom.
My wife and my mother-in-law cannot take a flight without getting that last call, just calling them out real quick. You know, say, hey, we're about to close the frickin' door. And then they make their way out of the doggone bathroom.
Yep. And the final one on this one, as far as your travel habits, that your one person says... I'm like my dad. I make airport friends at the bar. I'm always asking people where they're flying to.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
You know, how long you staying? Where you originally from? The next thing you know, half hour goes by. It's like you've been lifelong friends with any airport bar, anywhere you are.
Sure.
You will generally start a conversation with a complete stranger, and half the time you would never do that anywhere else.
No.
I mean, I feel like generally if you sit at a bar, you're already kind of open to some conversation.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But airport bars especially, because you notice the people that always sit at tables with their laptop. Like, they're like, I don't want to talk.
I don't want to be honest. Yeah.
And people have courtesy most of the time. Hey, should I move my bag over for you? Or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You already start the conversation before you even sit down on a stool. So, I mean, most of the time, I've never been to an airport bar and not talked to the person beside me.
No.
Ever. Half the time, they're the ones starting the conversation with me, because that's weird, because it's Seattle. They're not from here. They're flying out, you see.
Yeah.
So, but either way.
Yeah. You ever had a... Random. I've had it happen to me, and then I did it to somebody.
What's that?
Like, you're in an airport bar doing the standard conversation, and they have something terrible going on in their life, and you're like, oh
no.
Yeah.
Sorry I asked.
I'm here for a funeral.
Yeah, and then... When I did it to the other guy, I felt bad because he felt so bad. But I was just like, all right, it happens.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no way to know, right? It's 7 a.m. on a weekday, and he just went, good to have a drinking partner. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I can only have one. He's like, why? And I'm like, something's going blah, blah, blah. And finally, he's like, what is it, man?
Oh, dude.
I'm going to my dad's funeral. He's like, Jesus, I'm sorry.
He just
was ready to chat, like get hammered. And I'm like, any other...
Right.
I'm your
guy. Ted, it happened to me with my grandfather. My grandfather passed away. There was a delay in Charlotte, and I could not get on the plane. I'm flying there to go. It was the viewing was that afternoon.
Right.
The actual funeral was the next day. But I'm in the bar, and they kept canceling the flight. I'm like, and I'm wearing a dress shirt, too.
Right.
Like, I'm kind of dressed to just get down there and get off the plane and go to the, you know, where the family's eating. And it's kind of more of a loose casual, you know.
Yeah.
You know, talking about your life and everything else. And they keep canceling on me. I'm sitting at the bar. It's the NASCAR bar. If you've ever been to the Charlotte airport where they have like the hubs that look like,
the
bar stools and everything. And I'm sitting there. And this guy's like, hey, man, where are you going? I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm never getting where I'm going to go. He's like, where are you going? I'm going, Williamson, West Virginia. He's like, why are you going there? I'm like, my grandfather's wake thing just started right now, because I'd been in there for 3 or 4 hours. It was only like an hour flight. I mean, I kept getting delayed. And like, he's like, it's right now. I'm like, well, the funeral's tomorrow, but like all the other family and friends
are
coming tonight. And he's like, it starts right now. I'm like, right now. And then like, I was just like, no, just keep pounding shots.
That's the way to go.
That's about all I could do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.